With the 101, again, a lot of exciting things to announce here today. There's been a lot of people over the course of the 46 years of this event that have made it what it is today. Certainly the visionary of some of the civic leaders of Kansas City back in the day when Kansas City won its Super Bowl. That's really what inspired this. And through to Lamar Hunt, the Hunt family, and certainly now the Kansas City Chiefs. And the support that they have always given this is good. But I can tell you the last five-plus years has been unprecedented. They've really gotten behind this, tied forces with the community. And a lot of that is because of the leadership of Mark Donovan, and he's going to kick us off today. So please welcome the president of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mark Donovan.
Good afternoon, and thank you for being here. The 101 is a fantastic community tradition and one that we are proud to be a part of. As Gary mentioned, from the very beginning, when local businessmen approached Lamar and said, we have an idea, and anybody who knew Lamar knew that once he got behind an idea, it was going to be successful, and here we are 46 years later, still celebrating the 101. We as an organization are very proud of the additions that we've been able to bring to the event, from using it to celebrate our own team awards, our Rookie of the Year, as well as our Team MVP, which will be announced again at the event this year, but also the introduction of the Lamar Hunt Award for Professional Football, which began in 2008 and celebrates the impact he made and celebrates those who have made similar impacts on our sport. And then recently, the ability to leverage our relationships with our partners and expand the national footprint of this event beyond just Kansas City with the national broadcast of the event on NFL Network. So we're very proud of those accomplishments and proud to be a part of it. This event doesn't happen and it doesn't grow without the partnership of the community and the support of our business community. Many of the members of our 101 committee are here today with us. Thank you for joining us. And more importantly, thank you for all your support. I would be remiss if I didn't specifically thank Joe Freeman, who you'll hear from later today, for his 3 years of leadership of that committee and continuing to grow our great event. In 2012, we embarked on a partnership that was unique in the sense that that partnership started with a conversation that was really focused on how do we provide together the best comprehensive and integrated healthcare for our team, our players, our coaches, our staff, our fans, and the greater Kansas City community. And then how do we take that a step further and use that partnership to highlight some of the best work in medicine that is being done in our own backyard. And you sit today in the University of Kansas Hospital Training Complex, which, while it is a great facility in itself, is actually a competitive advantage for our football team, with our own sports medicine clinic in the building. But more importantly, it's a public-facing clinic that also benefits our community. We are very proud of the relationship and the partnership we created with the University of Kansas Hospital. And the man who is the vision behind that, as well as the one who was committed to making it happen, is here with us today. And I'm happy to introduce the president and CEO and friend, Bob Page.
Well, thanks, Mark, and congratulations on a great season. Who would have thought we'd be talking football in Kansas City in January with a 1-5 start, but it's just been amazing, and the energy has been phenomenal. I want to start with a little bit more about our relationship. Mark mentioned it started 4 years ago, and I could stand up here and talk about what we had in mind 4 years ago and what we have in mind for the next years to come, but instead of doing that, I'm going to tell you it all crystallized for me last week, and I want to share a quick story with you before we get into the 101 part. So we had a patient in one of our units who was at the end of life and huge Chiefs fan, family full of Chiefs fans. And the spouse came to our staff and said, you know, is there any possibility that there could be any Chiefs representatives that could stop by as my husband ends his life? And so after a phone call was made on Saturday game day when the Chiefs are in New England, four ambassadors from the Kansas City Chiefs show up at our hospital. And they're greeted by a family all dressed in Chiefs uniforms. And they spent time with this family, and they made an incredible impact on that family and on that patient. The patient then watched the Chiefs game. At the end of the game, life support was withdrawn, and that patient died in our hospital that night. Now, I've been in healthcare for 34 years, and I will tell you that rarely do you have the chance to impact a patient on the last day of their life, and that's exactly what the Chiefs did. And to me, that is the epitome of our relationship with the Kansas City Chiefs, and nothing else needs to be said about that. So, Mark, thank you to your entire team for that. On to the 101 Awards Dinner. I tell you what, this is a phenomenal opportunity for the University of Kansas Hospital. This is a national event, as Mark said. This brings the best of the best to Kansas City, to showcase Kansas City. It's been part of our vision at the University of Kansas Hospital to be the best of the best, to lead the nation in the provision of healthcare services. And as the beneficiary of this event, that will benefit our youth sports program. And we've had a phenomenal partnership with the Chiefs and the NFL and the Kansas City United Youth Football League. 1,200 kids playing football, learning how to play football. We've been the on-field healthcare provider for that league. It's great for the kids. It's great for the community. And as the beneficiary of this event, that will allow us to expand that footprint. So on behalf of the University of Kansas Hospital, thank you to the Chiefs. Thank you to the 101 Awards Committee. We look forward to a long and wonderful relationship with both organizations. Thanks.
Okay. Each year we sort of consider this event and the announcement of the award winner sort of our kickoff to the whole 101 season. And everybody knows the tradition of the event. Until you know the names that are going to be associated with this year, that's really what inspires a lot of people to get involved. But that said, so our chairman is going to make those announcements here in just a second. Those 46 years, by the way, again, would not have happened without the leadership, not just of the entire community, but every year we have an individual from the community that serves in a capacity of chairman and then just leads the way and brings the group together, both as an example and as a cheerleader. And we've been fortunate to have Joe part of us the last 3 years, and Joe gets the honors as chairman to announce this year's award winners. Joe Freeman.
Well, Gary's right. I am the head cheerleader for the 101. I'm very proud to have that role. This is a national event, as you've heard most people say, and with a 46-year history, it's dynamic. It is something that it is about relationships. You bring the National Football League, you bring the Chiefs, you bring the community, you bring a national leader in healthcare, and you bring what I consider a top-class, first-tier group of philanthropists called the Committee of 101 to help make this win. So thank you to the Committee of 101 for everything that they've done. Thank you to the sponsors for what you're doing, to the University of Kansas Hospital for youth sports medicine. That's a very important endeavor that we're very happy to support. So I want to start with our presenting sponsor, Burns & McDonald. Mike Brown's in the audience tonight. Mike, thank you for Burns & Mac. It's incredibly important to have the community of Kansas City businesses help support this. And then as we expand that into regional and national businesses to support this worthy cause, we appreciate leaders like Mike and his team supporting us. So the 101 Awards, we honor the best offensive and defensive player of the year for the AFC and the NFC, and the AFC and NFC Coach of the Year. The awards are chosen by 101 national media representatives across the country, and they vote to say who, in their minds, are this year's recipients of the 101. So our first player, NFC Offensive Player of the Year, Cam Newton, quarterback, the Carolina Panthers. Cam had an outstanding season. He led the NFL in combined passing and rushing touchdowns with 45 and tying the NFC mark for the most passing touchdowns. On December 20th, he became the first player in NFL history to throw for 5 touchdowns and rush for 100 yards. He tied Steve Young's NFL record for rushing touchdowns by a quarterback with 43, and it took Cam just 78 games to reach the mark compared to Steve Young's 169 games. This is Cam's first selection as a 101 award recipient. AFC Offensive Player of the Year, Tom Brady, quarterback from the New England Patriots. He earned his team record 11th Pro Bowl selection after leading the Patriots to a 7th consecutive AFC title. He led the NFL with 36 regular season touchdown passes, the best touchdown to interception ratio in the league, and he surpassed Brett Favre this year for the most wins by a quarterback from a single team. Tom is a 4-time 101 award winner. The NFC Defensive Player of the Year, Aaron Donald, defensive tackle from the Rams. He earned his second trip to the Pro Bowl this year in as many seasons as he's been in the league. He recorded 11 sacks to lead the NFL in the defensive tackle position, and he earned the reputation as NFL's most disruptive player. I think that's a great title. Most disruptive player on defense, and is so unblockable that he now draws the attention from the best players in the game. He received Pro Football Focus's title as the number one player in the NFL, regardless of position. He was voted the MVP by his teammates of the Rams, and this is his first appearance as a 101 winner. AFC Defensive Player of the Year, J.J. Watt, defensive end, the Houston Texans. He gave another dominant performance this year, earning his fourth selection to the Pro Bowl. He was a unanimous first-team All-Pro Bowl selection. He led the NFL in sacks with 17.5 for the second time in his career. With the third 15-sack season, he became just the second player in NFL history to achieve the milestone in just 5 seasons, only behind Reggie White. Notched his first straight 10 or more sack season, which is the longest active streak in the NFL. This is his third time that he'll be receiving the 101 award. NFC Coach of the Year, Ron Rivera, Carolina Panthers. Ron led the Panthers to a 14-0 start, becoming only the fourth coach in the Super Bowl era to accomplish this feat. 14-0 was part of an 18-game regular season win streak dating back to last year, the longest in NFC history. He won his third consecutive NFC South title, and the team's 15 regular season wins sets a new franchise record. He has his team in the NFC Championship game this Sunday. This is his second NFL 1 award. AFC Coach of the Year. I say this with all smiles. This is a national event, but we've got to root for the home team. AFC Coach of the Year, Andy Reid, Kansas City Chiefs. After starting the season 1-5, coached the team to a remarkable turnaround, winning the remaining 10 games of the season and qualifying for the playoffs. He was the first coach in NFL history to finish the season 10-0 after experiencing a 5-game losing streak. The Chiefs' 10-game winning streak is the longest in franchise history, and it also led to an 11-game winning streak that helped us get to our first Chiefs playoff win in 22 years. This is the third 101 award that Andy has received, previously winning with the Chiefs and as the Eagles. Obviously, we're very proud of the entire slate of recipients, but we're very proud of Coach Reid and what he's done for the Chiefs this year. Like always, this is another great lineup for the 101. This is truly a national lineup, the best of the best in the NFL. This is an event that encompasses the National Football League's finest, and we're very proud to be able to have an event that recognizes the accomplishments of all these players. At the 101 Awards dinner, we'll also be announcing the Derek Thomas MVP and the Mack Lee Hill Rookie of the Year Award. Those will be announced by the Chiefs at a later time. But I have to say thank you to all the sponsors, everybody involved, but especially to the Chiefs organization. The Hunt family, Mark Donovan, John Dorsey, Bill Chapin, those folks are truly helping. They're the glue that bring this together. So when you come to these events and you realize how special it is, the Chiefs organization has done a lot over the last 46 years to continue to make this a national event with great prominence. And so now it's my pleasure to honor, to honor and to introduce Mark Donovan with the Kansas City Chiefs.
So I get the honor of announcing the 9th recipient of the Lamar Hunt Award for Professional Football. And if you'll allow me, I'm going to just give you some verbatim of what this award is meant to be. It's really meant to honor the life and legacy of Lamar Hunt with a national award that symbolizes the impact he made in the development of professional football and personifies his personal attributes. When you think about the selection, it's awarded to an individual, group, or entity that has helped shape the National Football League into the preeminent professional sports league in America. And I'm going to read for you the past winners starting in 2008 so you get some perspective on who has been awarded this in the past. In 2008, the Foolish Club, the original eight American Football League owners. 2009, Super Bowl winning coach Tony Dungy. 2010, Monday Night Football. In 2011, NFL Films. And then in 2012, we had Roger Staubach. 2013, Don Shula. 2014, our very own Len Dawson. And then last year, former commissioner Paul Tagliabue. So obviously, all of these men and entities have had an enormous impact on professional football and on the National Football League. With the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl, it made just so much sense for the committee and for the Hunt family to choose Super Bowl I as this year's honoree and award winner. Now, to give you some perspective on Super Bowl I, when you think about the course of history of our sport, Super Bowl I was that galvanizing moment. They really launched this league. And it was a part of the original merger of the AFL and the NFL. In fact, Super Bowl I, when it was played in 1967, was not called the Super Bowl. I think everybody in Kansas City and most of the world knows that the Super Bowl name came from Lamar later. It was actually the AFL-NFL World Championship. So it makes sense for us to, again, honor that great game and all that it did for this sport. As I said, it was a part of the merger agreement between the NFL and the AFL, the NFL and the AFL, which created the dominant league that it is today. You may ask, how are we going to honor NFL one or Super Bowl one? Our hope, and we've already started the conversations, is to bring back participants from that game for the 101 award, and that will be a very special evening, to be sure. Ironically, this evening on NFL Network, you can actually watch Super Bowl I, so we're excited about that as well. Very excited to be here today, very excited to make that announcement and be part of this. I will just echo some statements about what this means to this community, and will tell you that this all really does come from Lamar Hunt and the way that he approached this community and made it such a high priority for this organization, and that is really the driving force behind our continued involvement in things like this. With that, I'll turn it back to Gary Heise.
All right, has this been like a pregame pep talk or what? I mean, I'm ready to go. Today is really, again, the launch pad, and we're excited with the announcements, the honorees, from the current year winners all the way down through to going back and looking at Super Bowl I, which, by the way, I did catch it the first time. I don't know if anybody's seen it yet, but to echo Mark's, if you get a chance, do it. It was fascinating, not only seeing the footage, but NFL Network did a brilliant job in having commentators that sort of walked you through the game, and it's fascinating. So anyway, thank you to everybody for being here, for everyone involved. And by the way, I don't know if this is out of line or not, but if you get a chance to go down and see the medical clinic that University of Kansas Hospital has put in this facility that made this such a unique thing in the NFL, do it. It's a great facility down there. And it's worth a quick peek, and it's open to the public, by the way. So with that, media, if you have any information, Jill over here has all the information you need. Feel free to come down. Any of these gentlemen, I'm sure, would be happy to do some brief one-on-ones. And everyone else is invited to lunch in the cafeteria right down here. All right. Thank you very much.